Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, it is 8 o'clock on Friday, and that means our final qualifier to win that Hy-Vee gift card for $500. Today we'll take our final qualifier. We've qualified four other individuals this week, and our fifth qualifier will come today. You need to be caller number 5 to 913-586-7965 if you know that chief. All five qualifiers will be put into a hat, and Cam and Promotions will draw, and we will announce the winner of our $500 Hy-Vee gift card whenever Cam is ready to do so. So if you know who the mystery chief is, be caller number 5 right meow.
Chiefs go with three tight ends and a shotgun. They roll it to the right side. Mahomes pump faking. Now fires it late for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Kansas City! From Patrick Mahomes! And the Chiefs lead 12-3.
So there it is. If you know who that mystery chief is, be caller number 5, 913-586-7965.
We'll let Mac handle that winner real quick and get the name in before we get into our script, as we were just talking to Mitch Holtis on the other side, because I think the one thing that as Chiefs fans move on through this season, and I thought he nailed it, right? And you've been saying this for a week, that when things go south, people tend to start wondering what could be the problem. And they start typing and they start deep diving and getting into the rabbit holes of
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Finding out that Todd Pinkston's here. I didn't know Todd Pinkston was here.
I had no idea who some of these assistant coaches were.
Finding out who Connor Embry is. Yeah. Finding out what their backgrounds are. Finding out all this sort of stuff. It's kind of like if you're at your office and you're like, who the hell is this new person?
Yeah.
Okay, they're from Jacksonville. And they like, oh, okay. You don't really care as long as things are just rolling and it doesn't affect your flow of way you normally
That's
do
right.
it. And then all of a sudden something comes in and there's a riff. And you're like, I wonder what this guy is. Okay, it's like yesterday the Kansas City Royals signed Lane Thomas, mm-hmm. right? Okay, Cleveland outfielder. Who is Lane Thomas? Oh, he was hurt all last year. So these
right.
screenshots of these clowns that are putting up, oh, good, they got this guy for $5 million, 125 average. Okay, did you know that he missed all these games last year?
Are you doing the Stephen A. Smith who complained right. about the player? Who did he complain about and said he only played in 58 games? And oh, it was the polar bear, Pete Alonso. Mm. In his second year, Stephen A. Smith said he only played in 58 games. He's injury prone. His second year was 2020. We played 60 games yeah. that year. So, I mean, you could take right. your narrative and spin all this
sure.
kind of stuff any way you want.
Right.
When it comes to Lane Thomas is a player that's going to just add to the club. That's not your difference maker, you know, on this ball
it's
club.
Where they have the Royals now on MLB Network.
Oh,
they're listening.
They are listening, right? Yeah. So the Lane Thomas one is it's a fine, it's whatever it is. It's not going to move the needle. No, but it's not supposed
to. Sign Yastrzemski for, but
yeah.
Yastrzemski got 23 millionos from the Bravos.
Do you think Yastrzemski's still waking up and going, they signed me for what?
Yeah. I wouldn't have gone to bed.
I know, but I mean, the Braves able to do that is because of their ballpark and because of their battery. And when 119th and all opens and we have that opportunity, then you can win those battles and be able to keep those guys, because on no planet where baseball is right now, can the Royals give Carl Yastrzemski $23 million, right? For 2 years and then an option for a third. But when you're the Braves and you have all the disposable income because you have 22 bars and restaurants generating money for your ball club, that's the type of player you can go sign and have that glue guy on your team, you know, a luxury guy at $23 million. So that's why the new ballpark is going to be awesome, because the Royals can spend that kind of money.
And Royals are also still linked to Teoscar Hernandez, as
yeah.
that name is still popping up. But shout out to Jake. That name that popped up is one of the qualifiers for the Hy-Vee gift card.
So
all five of you are
Let's
in there.
Jake.
We'll figure out what Mr. Cam has for you and figure out who a winner is. So now we dive into the script that is brought to you by Foley. Fool around and find out. Well, the Chiefs have effed around and found out that they got to keep winning games in order to make the playoffs. So this game is one of two left at Arrowhead this Sunday. Going to be cold. Going to be early for the Chargers. I'm done with excuses. I'm done with we got to fix some things up. Get it right. This is a rivalry game. They got you the last time. We saw how the game ended, right? Chris Jones tried to take the game in his own hands. Justin Herbert used his legs. Remember that. I see both these quarterbacks this week using their legs. I dropped the stat on Mitch. Last week, both quarterbacks combined for 125 rushing yards. Mahomes obviously had the 59 against the Houston Texans. I don't see that going away. I don't think that's going to dissipate anytime soon. I think we're in playoff mode. You got to win. Mahomes uses his legs. Both offensive lines are beat up. And to me, this is also one of those moments, right? Chiefs are, what, slowly keeping a heartbeat on the season? Justin Herbert comes into Arrowhead, and he can be the guy that squashes the heartbeat of the Kansas City Chiefs. You can literally kill them the rest of this season. It's in your hand. I would have said hands, but one is broken. But again, I don't think Justin Herbert's going to back down from this moment. The times of you thinking that Justin Herbert's overrated, overhyped are done. The guy's tough, he's tenacious, he's a stud, and he wants nothing more than to take the final drop of blood from the Kansas City Chiefs in this week. Mahomes just has to break that streak of being down and getting everything right, because if you've seen on the board, a lot of red, and there's what, four losses in the last 5 weeks, and a bye week in between there where you didn't lose, but you could have won because you didn't take advantage the next week when you played Denver. But I think Mahomes can allow this team to be on their backs. We heard Chris Jones say yesterday, this team's still alive as long as Patrick Mahomes is our quarterback. But I got to think that with two games left at Arrowhead, maybe looming on Travis Kelce's mind, he may be down to one more game, and that might be Christmas in the kingdom for Travis Kelce. So I look at Mahomes and Kelce to kind of keep that thing up. We know what Andy Reid always does. When somebody falters, he goes right back to him. Last offensive play for Travis Kelce in that game was a pass to the right, intercepted. Rashee Rice, I think, will be busy in this game as well. You have no other options, right? You got to figure it out at some point, and everything kind of has to go. I think Ladd McConkey could have a day. I worry about him in the slot for the Chargers. I also worry about Amari and Hampton, but for the Chiefs, I like Travis Kelce with history and future on the line for him. I also like the Chargers to cover the 5.5, but I can see the Chiefs winning this game 27-24 with a Harrison Butker walk-off.
Woo! We'll take that. That'd be fun. All right, well, I really want this weekend to be different. I want it to look different, but I know that it won't. And so I'm trying to mentally prepare myself to not be as frustrated, because things are going to look the same. The play calls are going to be predictable and stagnant. The personnel out there is not going to be what I want it to be, but that's not all what's kept this team from winning. They've been able to win these games even with all those issues. I think Kareem Hunt and Travis Kelce both touch pay dirt on Sunday. I think Rice, you mentioned it, Dusty, he's going to have a great day. Over 100 yards for Rashee Rice. No drops for Rashee Rice on Sunday. And again, we know how that first game against the Chargers, first game of the season in Brazil, ended. Chris Jones being selfish, right? Didn't get it. 3rd and 15. Justin Herbert, almost said Phillip Rivers, will see him this weekend as well. Runs for the first down. Herbert is not going to do that this week. I think Chris Jones has had a great month. I think he has another great day. 2 sacks for Chris Jones, a batted pass as well. Amarian Hampton, at least 50 yards rushing. McConkey will have at least 5 catches. Chiefs still win this game 24-20 to keep that season just a little bit alive.
Well, yeah, and that's what they have to do if they want to keep it alive. They've got to get a win. All right, here's what's going to happen on Sunday. After Lane Thomas bangs the drum and gets people excited for this game at Arrowhead Stadium, we're going to
Dan Mears.
Right? Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. It is Dan Mears doing that.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I just saw Lane Thomas's name up there.
Yeah, Dan Mears, baby.
What usually happens with this team? When we spend time complaining and complaining and complaining, the next week they come out and all those things we complain about have dissipated. And that's why I'm with you. I think Rashee Rice has a major day. I think Rashee Rice is well over 100 yards in this game, because all week we've been talking about A, people trading Rashee Rice potentially, B, him not deserving another contract, C, him not being a reliable wide receiver, and D, his position coach stinking. So I think out loud, Rashee Rice has a big day. He has 100 yards plus receiving on the day. I think Travis Kelce has a big day. 2 games left, most likely, at Arrowhead Stadium. Travis Kelce's not going out without putting on a show. And so I think it's going to be the Mahomes Kelce show. I think we're looking at about 7 catches and a touchdown for Travis Kelce in this game, because he knows the end is near at Arrowhead Stadium. I also think Chris Jones and George Karloftis each get a sack with the injuries to that offensive line. If not now, when, for those two guys? And if that defensive line does not get home and doesn't get sacks, we have major questions that we need to address at the end of the season, even more so than we're already going to address. This defense has to get home and has to be able to get multiple sacks on Justin Herbert this weekend. I think they do. I think the Chiefs win 21-18.
All righty. So we've got 24-20, 21-18, and 27-24, about all the same. Mm-hmm. And all three Chiefs wins.
Yeah, okay. I think the week factors in
and
as well.
All of them have the Chargers covering.
Yes.
Five and a half.
Yeah, but I think that this is the type of week with, you know, the Chargers played late on Monday night. They've got to come here. It's a 10 a.m. game, as Mitch mentioned. I always think, you know, West Coast teams traveling east. That's why I picked the Giants to beat the Chargers weeks ago, because of just the situation in and of itself. And so the Chargers are kind of behind the eight ball. They've got to travel here. It's going to be cold. Well,
they're not used real.
To. Yeah, so, I mean, I just think everything is set up for the Chiefs to go out there and get a victory. But everything's been set up for them to get victories all season long, mm-hmm. and they haven't been able to close the deal and seal the deal and shut that door. So we'll see if they're able to do that this weekend, or if we're talking on Monday about officially being done for the postseason.
I'm from the show me state. Show me. Coming up on the other side, owners speak. Plus, we talk about supporting stars for the Kansas City Chiefs here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
I'm going to sound like a big nerd when we get to our Richard of the Week later on.
Geek.
Yeah, big time. Big time, dude. I'm going to sound like a nerd, but I think I'm going to make some sense when I get to it. We'll talk to somebody who's not going to sound like a nerd in Sean Smith at 9 o'clock. He might be off the rails today. I'm not sure where he's at, but we're going to find out. We talk a lot about what the Chiefs need to fix because there's a lot to fix, and it does start with the owner. Opening that checkbook and maybe going and finding some pieces in free agency as well as your draft, right? You've got to let your GM go out there and get guys that he knows that he can put on this team and fix the problems. And I know there's people in New York right now that are Mets fans that are pretty annoyed, right, with Steve Cohen, who's the richest owner in baseball. And, you know, he basically tells Mets fans to stay calm. Right, they had the most expensive roster last year with the help of Mr. Soto
with
a $700 million contract. Mm-hmm. We've seen them get rid of Edwin Diaz. We've seen them get rid of Pete Alonso and another guy that I forgot the name of, but they've let go of three guys that not let go necessarily, but did not retain.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Soto got the 150, or not Soto, but Alonso got 150 mil
right.
from an owner who doesn't normally spend a ton of money.
Well, they're new owners, and so they right. need to go out there and spend some cash. So
sounds interesting.
Yeah.
And so I'm interested to know that if it does go south on Sunday, when do we start to kind of think about looking on, you know, the football reference page of who are top free agents in next year's league for the 26-27 season in the NFL? And again, that all starts with Mr. Clark Hunt to be able to go out there and say, hey, I don't want to go through this again. I realize what we have at quarterback and Patrick Mahomes. We cannot miss the playoffs with him at 30 years old. What do you need, Brett? Here's my checkbook. Because what do you do with Andy Reid? You're not going to Arizona. You're staying here. Here's a blank check. What do you want? What do you need? And it turned the franchise around. I'm not saying the franchise is, you know, completely lost and gone. That's not what I'm saying. But from what we have had to what we have now is a massive difference. Uh-huh. And I think you've got to go get a new revamped roster. And again, I think that starts at the top with the owner.
It does. It starts with Clark Hunt enabling his guys, Brett Veach and Andy Reid, to go out there and make the roster better. If Clark Hunt doesn't enable those guys and doesn't allow those guys and doesn't equip those guys to go out there and make that roster better, you know, this offseason, then there's nothing that Andy Reid and Brett Veach can do. But yet everybody will blame Andy Reid and Brett Veach. You didn't do enough in free agency. Well, maybe we weren't allowed to do enough in free agency. Maybe we had a budget and the owner said we have to be inside this budget and this is what it is. And so we weren't able to do everything that we wanted to do. And that's why I think going into this offseason, I want to hear Clark Hunt's disappointment this offseason. I want to ask you guys, what do you want to hear from Clark Hunt on the last day of the season? Because what I want to hear from Clark Hunt on the last day of the season was, we hit a bump in the road this year, and we're not doing this again. We have arguably the best quarterback of his era playing in his prime right now. We do not have the ability or the room to miss the postseason again as long as we have Patrick Mahomes as our quarterback. And as the owner of this franchise, I am going to go out there and I am going to enable my guys, my coach, my general manager, my scouts to go out there and get the best possible people. I'm not going to allow money to get in the way. I'm not going to allow anything to get in the way of how we turn this roster around because we don't have a lot of time left with Patrick Mahomes. We just don't. That's the reality. Did you see what Joe Burrow did this week, right? You saw Andrew Luck walk away. Guys aren't staying around for 100 years like Tom Brady did, okay? That's not the norm. What Philip Rivers is doing, not the norm. Guys are leaving the game a lot sooner. They're making a lot more money earlier, and they don't have to put all the wear and tear on their bodies to make money and to become rich and successful. So they walk away after they I got $200 million in the bank. I'm good. I don't need to do this anymore. So the time is dwindling with Patrick Mahomes. I want to hear Clark Hunt say, we are going to maximize every single year that we have Patrick Mahomes. And as the owner of this franchise, I promise to this fan base, we're not going to go through a season like this again as long as number 15 is our quarterback. I need to hear that from ownership this offseason.
Yeah, I need urgency. I need him to know how flat out unacceptable this season was and the result of it. And it can't happen again. I mean, you mentioned time at Mahomes. Imagine if this has happened again next year. That's 2 years out of 15. I mean, you do the math. That's a lot of time you've just wasted for the face of the league. So, yeah, I need him to – I don't want to hear what I've heard from Andy Reid all season. Oh, we're just close. We're a step away, just off. We'll fix some things. Like, no, huge changes need to be made, and I hope Clark Hunt has that urgent attitude.
Yeah, yeah. I think there does need to be a sense of urgency this offseason because every team around the league now, number one, they're not scared of you. Number two, they're built to beat you. And number three, they really don't care about you anymore. You know, like you're not the big bad wolf as you were a year ago or 2 years ago or anything like that. You know, you're the team now that everybody can target and figure out how to beat. And so if you're Clark Hunt, you have to say, how did we go from unbeatable to a very beatable team? Like, where is the disconnect? Where did that happen? Did the roster get old? Did we just get tired from winning too much, which is a very real possibility? But I also think this is where ownership has to step up and say, all right, I'm going to get involved now, and I'm going to make sure that we do get the best possible players. I'm not going to lose bidding wars. I'm not going to lose signing bonus wars or anything like that. We're going to go out there, and we are going to bring the best players in to Kansas City to give Patrick Mahomes the best surrounding cast that we can. And I don't think they've done that over the last couple of years, right? From an outside-looking-in standpoint, seeing where we are right now, they've let the wide receiver room crumble. They let the running back room crumble. They let the defensive line room crumble, you know, right now. So I need Clark to be very, very, very lenient with the checkbook this year. I do. I think he needs to allow these guys to go out there and do what they feel is necessary to put the best players back on the field.
And you said that you've got maybe a list of free agents that could tickle the tonsils this offseason of the Chiefs roster.
Yeah, you mentioned 2026 guys. I mean,
Kyle Pitts
is 25 years old and he is a free agent.
Isaiah Likely.
That's a free
Kyle
agent.
Pitts is a fraud and a scam, and I wouldn't touch Kyle Pitts if he was the last guy on earth. You never, ever, ever look at a guy in a contract year and go, oh, I'm going to sign that guy, because those guys are scam artists and they are frauds and they're not somebody you want in your organization. Kyle Pitts can go kick rocks. That guy stunk for how long, and then he has a national TV game and he does something no other tight end in the history of the league does, 150 and three touchdowns. Oh, you're on national streaming. 20 million people are going to watch you. I'm going to go out there and have a good game. Guys like him piss me off.
You're a sauerkraut and slimy sandwich with arsenic sauce. You've got termites in your smile. Well, anyways, go ahead.
There was another guy that last night. We mentioned him earlier, Mike Evans. Older age would be maybe a one-year deal. Okay, Wood.
That's not – I'm not adding Mike Evans and think I've solved the wide receiver room. That's Lane Thomas, basically. That's a start.
Trey Hendrickson.
Injuries are interesting.
Injuries
for me,
and
especially
age
at that
with
position.
Him. Yeah.
What is it now? Like back injury, shoulder injury. It's kind of added up.
It's
but
a
again,
lot.
Maybe you're looking at it as like a cheap flyer. Like, hey, here's a 1 year, prove it. But again, I don't know if that's the answer.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to be looking for more money.
Again,
maybe
31 years old. I don't want grandma and grandpa out there running around. I need young guys.
Kyle Pitts.
This is the
Kyle Pitts can't play.
This is the problem with a lot of these free agents too. You know, maybe not Trey Hendrickson. A little cheaper, same position. 30 years old, going to be 31. But killed us, Joey Bosa. Free agent.
I feel like Buffalo brings him back. I don't know if they let
him walk.
Wouldn't
be surprised.
Yeah. Right? Like he did a prove a year, and it's like, well, our defense isn't really that good. You've been the one good part of this defense. We'll keep you here as long as we possibly can.
But see, all three of these guys so far, you've done the same thing, and we've all done the same thing. Well, 1 year prove it deal. Somebody's going to pay these guys money, and it's stupid to pay these guys money. It really is, like especially the two defensive linemen guys over the age of 30. But somebody's going to back up a dump truck and give him that kind of cash. Maybe some of these guys are on the roster that we don't know about. You know, Mitch brought up Esipole and whatever that other guy's name was, and Noel Williams, and then you know we talk about how many guys are on this roster that may not have gotten that opportunity that we can see play too.
Yeah, I think you're going to be adding some senior citizens as far as NFL sports age is concerned on this free agent list. These guys are over 30, and honestly, they're mid-30s. You're talking Khalil Mack. You're talking Danico Autry. You're talking DJ Reader. These guys are 31, 32, 34.
I don't want that because we have old guys that are slow. Yep. So it's going, obviously, it's going to need to come from the draft. Where do you get more draft picks from?
Trades.
That's right. Clark's got to allow these guys to be traded as well and say, hey, Brett, man, if you feel you can flip Rasheed Rice and get a bunch of picks, because this team does not need to go spend bad money. They need to use free agency the right way, obviously, but they also need to get younger. And the way you get younger is moving on from some of these older guys and doing it through the draft. But you don't have enough draft picks to turn your roster over enough. So then you've got to trade valuable assets to get draft picks back in return so you can, you know, continue to draft and build this roster. Because for the most part, the drafts have been really good here in Kansas City.
So let me ask you, Mac, Kyle Pitts or David Njoku? If Kelsey's done.
How old's Njoku, do we know?
He'll be 30.
I kind of like the Kyle Pitts idea, and I know that's foolish. I get it, Bob, but he is 25. The way he started his career,
he's a grifter.
His rookie season, at the time, he was only the second tight end ever to have 1,000 yards behind next to Mike Ditka in his rookie season. So he had a great rookie year, only one touchdown
that
year.
That year,
that would have been Mariota?
Was it Mariota?
Yeah, I think it was Mariota. Because then it was Desmond Ritter. I mean, that's another thing, too. You could look at the quarterbacks.
Sure.
Not exactly been Tom Brady and Mahomes back there for him. So, I don't know. I think there's a higher ceiling. Like, I think there's a ceiling where it's like, whoa, Kyle Pitts is a top 10 tight end now. On a good team with a good system, good quarterback.
And then why wouldn't Atlanta franchise him and not let him get away, too? If he's 25 years old and he's that good and he's in an organization and they don't franchise him, that tells you everything you need to know about that guy. Because you're 25 years old and you're 150 yards and three touchdowns, and they think you can play. They don't get rid of good players in the NFL. If that guy hits the free agent market without being franchised, that tells me a lot.
Yeah, that's probably why the right answer is Njoku. That's a floor. That's a safe play.
But I also don't think you need to. I hate the replace Travis Kelce thing. I think you need to find the best offensive players regardless of position and go for it. Like, I think when you say we've got to replace Travis Kelce, you're limiting yourself, and then you make a bad decision. That's the way it always works.
A running back name that's interesting because of the year they've had and running back that you need, Rico Dowdle's a free agent. He's 28.
That's a great. Great
That's not going
to
cost
idea.
You a lot of money,
no,
probably.
It shouldn't. No. He's making $2.7 million this year.
Yeah.
And he's a UFA.
You think he'll know the playbook?
Well, he'll have all offseason to do it.
Well, is that long enough? I don't know anymore.
It's funny. Thank you. Yeah, for sure. Rico Dowdle would be a fun
piece. Yeah, I love that.
Here.
Love that idea. Catch passes, too. Can do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, listen, he's learning the playbook. Yeah. It's November.
Here's another name. You like this name? Kenny Walker's a free agent.
Absolutely.
How old?
Would be 25.
Great. Smash.
Smash.
100% I'm bringing Kenny Walker. You guys can have Charbonnet.
Yeah, it's fine. You like Charbonnet anyways.
Yeah.
I prefer Pinot Noir, though.
Or Prina after a couple of glasses.
Yeah, Prina.
Okay, some more Pinot Noir. Yeah. But the Chiefs do have some guys on their team that you would consider like maybe supporting characters or supporting stars in this roster, right? Like Josh Simmons, you would think that he's going to be a future player, right? Injuries and the unfortunate situation that he had this year where he had to go be with family. But you would think that what you have
I'm giving
seen,
him a pass this
okay,
year.
That's fine.
I
that's
am.
It.
Yeah. That's oh, yeah. If he's injured next year and everything, and then you just have to start to wonder, obviously. If he becomes an injury-prone guy, you know, obviously this was a freak injury, but, you know.
Yeah, it was friendly fire from Kareem Hunt, and then he had the family ordeal they had to take care of, which I don't blame him for that whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But I think that he is one of those guys. He's your left tackle of the future. You have him on a cheap, cheap contract for the next 3 years at least.
He's so good they call penalties on him because he's so good. He's
so damn dominating.
Not necessarily a lie. And then you look at what Rashee Rice's role is, and you talk about grifters and Kyle Pitts. Well, if you ever want to have a grifter moment, this is a moment where Rashee Rice can take over a game. I don't trust San Diego. I don't trust the Chargers of Los Angeles. I don't think they have a guy that can lock him up. I do worry about the offensive line and Mahomes' ability to stay there and read it, but I think this is one of those games where like you could tell a lot of people in Kansas City that you want to be here, that you want to clean it up, and you want to stay right here with the quarterback and Patrick Mahomes. Could be a big moment for Rashee Rice to say, is he more worthy to trade or is he more worthy to keep here? We could talk about Xavier Worthy as well.
Yeah, Xavier Worthy too. It just depends on what the offer is. I mean, I don't think you'll really know the true value, obviously, until after the season, and people start to panic and people start to make offers and whatnot. And so I just don't think this is one of these off seasons where you say this guy's off limits or that guy's off limit. No, I don't think anybody's off limits, and you have to do what is best for the overall organization moving forward. And I think, look, they're at a crossroads right now, right? You want to keep winning, but also you need to flip that roster in a big way and get younger talent in here. Not that Rashee Rice isn't young, but if you can maximize him for draft picks or Xavier Worthy for draft picks or Trent McDuffie for draft picks and, you know, kind of continue to cycle that roster over, then that's something that you need to do. And so I think it's a very complicated offseason, quite frankly, for the Chiefs. They're going to have to make shrewd draft picks that are going to be able to come in and contribute right away. They're going to have to make shrewd free agent signings that are not going to be overpriced aging veterans that everybody gets excited about and then comes in here and poops the bed and everybody goes, I don't understand why you got that guy, because that's what happens to most free agents. And then you have to go out there and make, you know, I think very poignant trades as well this offseason. So there are three areas, I think, this offseason that Brett Veach has to dominate: the draft, the trades, and then the sprinkling in of the proper free agents that are going to contribute to this ball club and not be anchors away on this ball club.
Yeah, and for the draft, I mean, this is going to be his best opportunity, his best position anyways, that he's had. He's going to be in the teens, mid-teens, more than likely, if they do miss the playoffs. So he's going to have an opportunity here. Would you trade up in the draft?
I'd do anything. Okay. Wouldn't you? Would you? I would. I don't know who I'm looking at right now. God, I don't know what position I'm truly looking at right now. And that's kind of where the beauty is right now with the Chiefs. They can rank their guys, you know, 1 to 20. And if they're picking in the teens, well, one of those guys is going to be there. And then you start to see on the board. And then you start to think about potentially trading up. But as I was talking to one Major League Baseball executive this morning, I'm like, do something. And it was like, well, it takes two to tango. So you have to have that other team that is willing to trade with Brett Veach. And usually when you trade with Brett Veach, you get your ass taken to the woodshed and kicked. So I don't know how many of these teams want to trade with Brett Veach. And you do have to keep that in mind, because that is reality as well, that these other teams in this league just don't want anything to do with trading with Kansas City.
Another tight end that could be interesting is Kate Otten. He's a free agent in Tampa.
And not bad.
We know they're probably going to bring in a new regime after losing, what, 5 of their last 7, losing back-to-back weeks at home against the Saints and the Falcons.
Yikes. Your coach dropping F-bombs and blaming all the players. That thing's done.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, one name I want to bring up about a defensive side guy is Leo Chenal. Mm-hmm. Is he back next year?
I'd bring him back.
Because he's kind of he's kind of like what you would consider like a Whit Merrifield type, right? Yeah. Like, he's a utility guy. He plays special teams, plays really good like linebacker on stopping the run.
Yeah.
And he's a guy that I don't think is super expensive.
Probably won't complain about the direction of his ball club, though, and then have to get traded.
Right. Because he's a free agent next year.
That's one I would absolutely retain. Yep. Bring him back. Swiss Army knife, to your point. You can do everything.
You bring back McDuffie or Rice?
If I have to choose, Rice.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Let me, on three, tell me the reason why. 1, 2, 3, Chiefs develop defensive backs.
I couldn't even.
That was getting ready to come out.
I couldn't even think of my number one reason. I guess, honestly, thin at wide receiver. I mean, again, I mentioned it's Royals, Worthy, and Rice, and we never even saw Royals this season. So, again, that's just an idea in our minds. So, like, we kind of need Rice. And to your point, they've got McDuffie, they Sneed, Charvarius Ward. I've seen them do it.
Right. You've seen the defensive back development like on clockwork.
No Williams.
It's been great. Yeah. It's been great. And so if you have to end up trading Trent McDuffie, and then, you know, the benefit is he does have the 5th-year option as well. You could still get him for a song if you're going to make a trade, and it's not going to hurt your checkbook right away. Trent McDuffie looks like the biggest trade chip that you do have out there.
I just go look at the history of what Brett Veach does, and that's one thing. You could knock him for what you want. He picks in the lower 5th part of the draft, like 22nd through 32nd in the draft. One thing he does do is he drafts and develops corners on this team, and we have seen Charvarius Ward be let go. We have seen Legarius Sneed go, and McDuffie's the next guy up. And you talk about Noah Williams, and you see what he did against Houston, Nico Collins, right? A lot of that was the pass rush, makes the cornerbacks easier at their job. But you would think that past record-wise or past history, Brett Veach probably wouldn't pay high money for a corner if he thinks he can go get that value somewhere else.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially in a draft where, what, I think I heard Cody and Gold talk about, there could be 2 to 3 quarterbacks taken in the first round, so that's 3 picks you don't have to worry about that teams are going to take. So it's going to open up maybe more defensive players in the draft, like when they took Karloftis, Chenal, and McDuffie and Cook all in that draft of 21, I believe, 21, 22.
22. Yep.
So like maybe that's where the draft lies, and Veach is saying, hey, I know that we're not going to bring back McDuffie, but I know I'm going to go get Noel Williams to be the guy because I think I can trust that, and then I'm going to have, you know, some other guys come in and just recycle that, because – to me, secondary has been a little bit of an issue this year, but the biggest issue is pass rush, right? I think you trade for a guy on the defensive line, and then you go, you know, get a free agent at wide receiver or somebody that might have to fill in the role for Travis Kelce. We still are unknown if he is done or not. Comments and demeanor would say elsewise. But again, I think that's where you look at, because this team's not potentially going to make the playoffs this year, and it'll be the first time since 2012 where the Royals and the Chiefs both miss out on the playoffs.
It's crazy, you know, and I was thinking about that yesterday, right? I'm thinking about, man, all these great moments we've had is going to come to an end this year, right? We're going to see a situation where Neither the Royals or the Chiefs are in the postseason for the first time since the calendar year of 2012, the year that ended in disaster here in Kansas City for the Chiefs and changed the regime. But it was also, you know, the Royals were starting to get good as well. And Andy came in, and in 2013, the Chiefs, you know, went 11-5, started 9-0, made the playoffs that year, right? Wow, holy crap, they made the postseason. How exciting. And Andy's, you know, first year, they ended up losing, obviously, the playoff game. Who was it? Was that the
Colts?
Was that the Colts game?
That was his first year as head coach.
Was that his first year as the head coach?
Because in year two, they lost in the – they went 9-7, didn't make it.
Didn't make it. You're right. So, yeah, the Indianapolis – yeah, God bless. That's, you know, wow. So it was that Colt, that 28-point game.
And then it was the back-to-back heartbreak, and then Mahomes stepped in.
Right, and then it was the Royals in 14 and 15, and then obviously the Chiefs have picked up since then. Do you have a favorite play from this entire run of postseason that we've seen in both the Royals and Chiefs?
Yeah.
What is it?
Take time to think about it. It's the Titans run.
The Titans run.
The greatest play of Mahomes' career.
Yeah, that's a good one, man. That is a really good one.
23 seconds left, second quarter. Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. Oh, a remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run. Maybe the best play yet of Patrick Mahomes' incredible young career.
Will go down as the greatest play of his entire career.
That was still, I'm watching it in my mind still to this day.
Tiptoeing on the left side of the sideline.
Yeah.
23 seconds left in the first half. That was door shut.
Yes. Yeah, that was, man.
And that was his I'm him moment. That was like, that was the moment where it was like, damn it, his arm, and now this?
Yeah, I mean, that run was like, it was just so smart. I mean, it was just brilliant. Yes. And he's done it ever since, and now they're talking about changing rules because of it. Do you have a moment?
Yeah, I think I'd say the Wasp.
Third and 15 for the Chiefs from their own 35, and San Francisco leading by 10. 7:13 to go in the game. Seven guys drop back into his deep zone here for the 49ers. Four-man rush, but those four are enough. Here they come. Mahomes stepping up. He's throwing long downfield for Tyreek Hill. Got it at the 20-yard line. And then spun down there. The first giant chunk of the game on third down and 15. And Mahomes guns it for 44 yards.
Yeah, I've never had an emotional experience like watching that football game. And that was a huge moment, huge flipping point. That was awesome.
Yeah,
great night.
It was huge. For me, it's the play that started it all.
The pitch. Swinging a ground ball to third is fair! Fair ball! Up the left field line, here's Cologne! And the Royals win it!
I mean, do you hear the crowd? If you just did not get goosebumps, I mean, I don't know.
The pitch. Swinging a ground ball to third is fair! Fair ball! Up the left field line, here's Cologne! And the Royals win it!
Suck it, Donaldson.
Oh, man, was so good. So you guys can weigh in on your favorite plays of this era, because think about it. We've been so spoiled, guys. 2012 is the last year the Royals or the Chiefs did not make the playoffs. And we went all those years with neither team making it into the playoffs.
Ain't over yet.
No.
Still life. Still light at the end of the tunnel because you got 15. Maybe we see one of those Titan runs again that shuts the door on the Chargers. Coming up next, it's our Friday Chiefs Parlay, which is brought to you by Circa Sports. Sports betting the way it should be is here now in Missouri. So you can tail us on your couch. When we come back, we'll give you our three-leg parlay for a Friday Chiefs Parlay here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear Mitch Holthus every Friday at 7:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending hear your blues.
All right, we're going going to make you some money. At least we're going to try to make you some money. As we do every Friday, we give you our Chiefs parlay and what we think is an opportunity for you to go out there and win some dough on the boys in red, as they like to
say. I'll tell you one thing you can put on a money line is anytime Binkley does after hours, you can bet the TVs won't work the next day.
It's unbelievable. Like he,
are you
serious? Yeah.
Dude, they've been off all day. Yeah. And then even Alex contested to it. So, Binkley, you're on the clock, man.
I mean, I don't know what Jay Binkley does. He comes in here and it is really like Mr. Magoo coming in and just hits buttons and has no idea. Then gets frustrated and calls the help desk.
And then
like,
you get the response of, well, they worked last night.
Yeah, they right. And then you touched them, and now we don't know what you've touched. And then we can stop touching the TVs, okay? No matter who comes in here at night, whoever you are, stop touching the TVs, okay?
Okay.
He texted me actually during our last segment as well. Funny you guys bring him up.
Binkley, what did he have to say?
Tyler Allgeier would be cheap in free agency.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he texted me a bunch of horses on an airplane.
Oh, wow.
Well, for years, we've always wondered, can you get a horse on a plane? And then he had video of these horses getting on a plane. What would
not
you
AI.
Do? No, not AI.
You
can
get snakes on a plane.
Yeah, but what would you do if you got onto a plane and every seat was filled by a horse?
Walk off.
Would you not take that flight?
No.
Like you're going. Let's say you're going to Nashville.
I'd join
next
Eric
weekend,
Berry
right?
and stay on the ground.
Eric Berry would stay out there. He would freak out because Binkley sent me this picture of a horse plane with all these horses getting transferred to whatever glue factory or racetrack or wherever you know they were off to. If you walked like you got a Southwest ticket to Nashville this weekend and you walk on the plane and every single seat is taken by a horse, are you flying on that plane?
I'm out.
Why? No.
The smell.
Oh, I never thought about that. I was just like, yeah, I don't have to deal with people, so I'm fine.
Well, that's fair. Yeah.
You know, you're not going to have to deal with these people doing whatever it is, gross things on an airplane, taking their shoes off, which, by the way, did I not send you the picture of the woman with her shoe off on the flight after Thanksgiving?
And you told her to put it back on, right?
I looked right at her. I go, this, come on. And then she put the shoe back on. It's disgusting.
But my toes hurt.
I don't care, Granny. Put your shoe back on. This isn't your bedroom. And I'm not going to rub the bunion on your toe for a quarter. Well,
remember when we went to breakfast to have like a show conversation of the first year and that guy's phone was like massively loud and Bob's like, sir, everyone can hear your phone. He's like, I'm sorry. Oh.
Yeah, no, you're not sorry. You're a jerk.
I almost did that to someone.
I hate it.
Someone in the waiting room at an appointment this week and she's like my age. I'm just like, no, old people, fine. Come on, dude. You know what you're doing. Like,
yeah.
I didn't say anything, but I was like, I should have.
We have a room in my house with the family, and it's called No Ancillary Noise. So if we're sitting downstairs and the TV's on and we're watching it, your phone is not going to be on. There's no, or you're in the car. We're not having it on. You know, if you want to listen to something on your phone, then you need to wear your earbuds. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got them. So start wearing them. Stop polluting the world with your noise. Because it ain't your world, okay, Grandma? Yep. Put your shoe back on, turn your effing phone off, and sit in your seat and fly to your destination. We're not here to scratch your corns.
Ugh.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking
about.
So back to my original question. If you got on that flight and it was all horses, would you fly on that plane? I think the answer is yes.
There you go. Is it a free flight?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, then yeah. For sure. Chiefs Friday Parlay brought to you by Circus Sports. Sports betting the way it should be is now in Missouri with Circus Sports. I'll start this off. I'm taking the Chargers at +5.5. Doesn't mean I think the Chiefs are going to lose.
Yep. Right.
I just don't see them covering 5.5. So I will take the Chargers +5.5. That's at -108.
Okay. I'm going to go with a Kelce anytime touchdown. Kelce, T, just so people know who that is, because I put that up on the boss's board today.
Such a troll job.
I am going to go with the Travis. I mean, it's been the best troll job of the year, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, Dusty's loved this from day one. He goes, are you going to do it every? I go, oh, yeah. He goes, great.
It's worked. I think I'm like -80.
I'm like a -2.
Yeah, I'm like trying to think too much.
Like Binkley and Logan, I think, are in the running to win this thing, or maybe it's
Drew.
Binkley and Drew,
mm-hmm.
Drew that are in the running to win this. And like, I'm sure they put a lot more time into it than I do.
I think I'm going to put Seattle defensive or special teams touchdown this week on the board.
It's worked what the last couple
that?
Of weeks.
What yeah, there you go. Can you do that?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
it's allowed.
All right.
Touchdown score.
Yeah.
He to score a touchdown this week. Travis is. +220.
Wow, the number's getting higher.
Higher and higher.
I like it.
Can you take me
so,
yeah.
Chargers +5.5. Kelce to score a touchdown, and I'll take Kelce 50 receiving yards, which is also plus money. Those three together, +1,000.
That's a nice little three-leg parlay right there, right?
10 for a hundo right there. 5 for 50.
You know what's funny? This is literally funny to me. Anytime touchdown for the Seattle defense, plus 380.
Wow.
Small. That's a small number.
That is.
For a defense, they're like 5-6, plus 5-6, yeah. 700.
That's tiny.
Does that count special teams, too, when they do that?
Yeah. So, like, okay, if you get a defense/special teams. So, yeah. Like, if you get Rashid Shaheed to take one to the house, you collect. And then in fantasy, you get a Shaheed touchdown. Obviously, you don't get the 100 yards. This is what he set the record for the year for the longest return for a touchdown.
Yep.
Yeah. Just left Quick Trip. Why the hell are all these people screaming into the speakerphone still? Put it on your ear. My God.
Oh, it's terrible. The people who walk around with their douche tooth and they're talking to everybody and, you know, God. Like, people just have no courtesy. This is not your world. This is not your playground. This is a society.
Kiss my ass. So, again, the Friday Cheese Parlay, which is brought to you by Circus Sports. Sports Betting the way it should be is now live in Missouri with Circus Sports. I've got the Chargers covering 5.5 at minus 108. Mac has Kelsey over 50 yards receiving at plus 126. Bob has an anytime Travis Kelsey touchdown at plus 220. All those added up together are, let me guess...
You said plus 1,100, right?
Oh, you dare I say? I'm sorry for listening. Yeah, no. I was going to say plus 1,100.
No, that's a good guess. Yeah, plus 1,000.
Plus 1,000.
10 for a hundo.
Last week we had it. We had a Chris Jones sack. We had Mahomes over rushing yards at 22.5, but the Travis Kelce anytime didn't hit. So this week, Travis Kelce will hit. Chiefs will win by 10, and Travis Kelce will have 38 yards receiving.
Exactly. That's the way it goes, right?
That's exactly right.
But they giveth, they taketh away from all of us.
You guys all have bonus bets.
Yeah, I think ultimately going into a game like this, and it's why I talked about it in the script, everything we've complained about this week is going to be on full display. We're going to see Rashee Rice play good. We're going to see Travis Kelce play good. We're going to see Chris Jones continue to, you know, where he left off last week. We may see Karlaftis, you know, it is the 12th of Karlaftis, as Mitch told us. So he plays better in December. Maybe we'll see him do something. But, you know, this is kind of the way it's always worked, right? The guys that we were down on show up and play big the following week because they've heard about it all week. We'll see if they had that same type of mentality going into this game against the Chargers. And if Rashee Rice doesn't have a big game, then I think it makes it very easy to say, yeah, I'm free to trade him at the end of the season, too. This is a moment for him to step up and show that he can be relied upon.
Mm-hmm. B16 does not want Tyler Allgeier.
Yeah, they don't want like the easy and cheap. They want the big name.
They want to spend some money.
Is Breece Hall a free agent?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hmm.
That's a guy.
And now you don't have to give up a third for him.
And now you have to give up nothing for him if you want him, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they decided, you know what? We're not giving up these picks. We're going to have you looked at where they were at the trade deadline. Like, I'm going to equate it to what the Mets are doing right now. Everybody knows Tarik Skubal is going to get traded to somebody, but at the end of this coming 26 season, he's going to be a free agent. So the Mets are looking at it and they're going, I'm not giving up what they would want in our top prospect to get this guy that we can just go offer a boatload of cash to in the offseason. When that trade deadline approached, the Chiefs were a mid-team still. I think they were on the outside looking in. Why would they want to give up a valuable third-round draft pick or fourth-round draft pick, third round, I guess it was, where they're going to need that draft pick this year when Breece Hall is going to become a free agent, when they can say, we don't have to give up that pick. We don't feel like we've got much going on this year, which is okay to admit. Smart to keep the pick and then be able to go sign him in free agency. That would be the genius move out there. And that's what the Mets' plan is with Tarik Skubal right now. We're not going to trade anybody for this guy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We'll wait the year, and then we'll go sign him this offseason, give him everything that he wants, bring him into New York, and now we've got the young guy that we didn't want to trade, plus Tarik Skubal. And so there were no acquisition costs. I think if the Chiefs were looking at it the smart way, hindsight being 2020, at the 1st of November, did we really think that they were going to go to the postseason? And did we really think they needed to give up a third-round draft pick when Brett looked at it and goes, I'm going to need that third-round draft pick. This guy's going to be a free agent. If we really want him, we'll go and sign him this offseason and keep our third-round draft pick. No harm, no foul. We get the pick and the player now next offseason.
Buckle up and get the dump button ready. We got Sean Smith. He joins us next, as he does every Friday at 9 o'clock on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Bob Fesco.
I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
And Dusty Likens.
He's a hoe, and I want that known.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.